Welcome to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm Scott Webb. Today we're talking about something many people don't realize, that Community Memorial Healthcare is a nonprofit health system and what that actually means for you, your family, and our community. Being nonprofit is a purpose-filled status that shapes our responsibility to the community and how decisions are made, how resources are reinvested, right here at home. To explore that, we're joined by three voices, a community leader and donor, a physician, and a patient. Each has a different perspective on how nonprofit healthcare positively impacts our community. So to get going here, and what does it mean to be a nonprofit? Let's start with the basics, because nonprofit is a term we hear often, but don't always fully understand. So this one's for you, Bill, and thank you for being here. As both a donor and chair of the Board of Trustees, how do you explain what it means for Community Memorial to be a nonprofit?
Well, Scott, our nonprofit status allows us to focus our service on the community rather than thinking about returns to owners or shareholders. Thus, any excess revenue that we might be fortunate to generate is invested back into the community rather than off to individual owners. And the nonprofit label also defines our mission. We're owned by the community and we're here to serve that community.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And it's so, you know, Community Memorial and community being upfront and outfront and being really the primary focus. So then how does it influence the way decisions are made or priorities are set?
Well, because our mission is to serve the public, we have the ability to allocate our resources where they can offer the greatest benefit to the community rather than the greatest profit to the system.
Right. Yeah, and so that's kind of how things look at a leadership level, but I want to talk a little bit about how it actually looks like, you know, when it comes to patient care. So a good time to bring you in, Dr. Canby. From your perspective, how does working in a nonprofit health system feel different from private or for-profit organizations?
Well, thanks, Scott, and thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of follow along to what our Board of Trustee President said there, you know, we're owned by the community. So as a physician practicing in this community, it gives you an ownership that, you know, you have a responsibility to the community and to your patients. And it gives you the freedom to practice medicine the way that you really want to and in the best interest of the patient.
Sure.
We want to be financially responsible, but we're not answering to a bottom line. So it's a great organization. And really, you know, as a leader on medical staff, we're intimately involved. Our input is asked and we have a seat at the table. So we help with any decisions and our strategic leadership, you know, administration and the medical staff work hand in hand. Whereas at for-profit hospitals, that's not always the case.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe let's delve into a little bit here, Bill, like why it matters, you know, because I know one of the biggest differences with nonprofit healthcare is what happens to resources, of course, right? So profits are reinvested back into programs and services that enhance care for the community. So when you think about that, Bill, the reinvestment, what are some of the most meaningful ways you've seen Community Memorial reinvest in the community?
Well, Scott, perhaps the most visible projects are things like our new Ventura Hospital, which is the six-story, $350 million ocean tower, which was completed in 2018. And about that same time, we completed a 75-bed continuing care center in Ojai, which services both patients and as a residential facility. In addition to that, perhaps some less visible but very important things are keeping up with technology. So we've remained current on new technologies such as robotics, imaging, and patient records management. Perhaps most important to me, though, and this is the function of a nonprofit health system, that we've been able to invest in our community through community investment programs. Every 3 years, our healthcare system participates in what's termed a community needs assessment. And this assessment identifies areas that the community may need for additional focus and attention. So over the years, we've been able to fund programs such as mental illness and counseling, diabetes management and training, substance abuse and treatment. Last year, we had in excess of 5,000 referrals to these various community programs, which I think we're all very proud about. And over the last 10 years, Community Memorial has invested over $410 million back into the community through these community benefit programs and initiatives.
This is amazing. I feel like we should put a little echo on the $410 million. I mean, that's just an amazing reinvestment. And, you know, rather than sort of guessing, right, what the community wants and needs and expects, actually asking them and doing that needs assessment. Very cool. Dr. Canby, on the clinical side, you know, Bill mentioned there about technology. What's maybe some examples of things, a program, technology, or support that's made a real difference for patients?
Yeah, being a practicing emergency room physician, you know, we welcome all the support that we get from our leadership and our board of trustees. So on a medical staff side, we've had a lot of technology. You know, Bill mentioned imaging. We've had addition of a CT scan that was dedicated to the emergency department. So that allows us to have a CT scanner there as we rely more on technology. We had a new portable X-ray machine that was purchased for the emergency department. So we did have to share that with other departments within the hospital, and we would have to wait sometimes. So now we have our own dedicated machine. And even, you know, at our hands, they've given us and provided for us a ultrasound machine. So in the emergency cases, when I need to evaluate, you know, whether there's a fluid around the heart or gallbladder disease, I have an ultrasound just right there that I can walk over and bring to the patient's bedside. So those are some of the technological things that we've seen.
Yeah.
You know, as far as outside the emergency department, we've been able to improve our bariatric surgery with some new devices that Dr. Billy's using. He uses some magnets to do some bariatric surgery. We've had new technology for urology, for urinary incontinence, neurosurgery. Dr. Wagner's done, you know, some great advances with neurosurgery there. So that's some of the technology that's been provided for us. As far as programs or support, we actually have launched what's called the Caregiver Navigator System, which actually provides patients and their families with resources at the hospital, particularly when they're given, you know, complex diagnoses, which are going to take coordination of care. And it's a service that we provide to help make sure that they get the care they need, they get to their appointments, they get the follow-up that they need. So that really helps in the patient care aspect.
Yeah.
And if you'll allow me here, I mean, sure. We have so many great things here. There's another, we have some programs that meet the needs of the community. With the opioid epidemic, we've partnered with Kineo Health, and we've got a opioid and substance use program to help with addiction medicine. And that's really, you know, improved the care that we provide the community and hoping to stem the tide of the opiate overdoses that we're having and really get the people to the treatment that they need through addiction medicine and through other outpatient resources. And even with our GME program, our graduate medical education, where we're training new doctors, we're able to provide community outreach with what we call a backpack medicine group, where they'll go out on some mornings and they go out to some of the underserved areas, homeless camps near the river bottom, where they'll take medications. They'll provide exams, you know, first aid care right there. And if need be, arrange for them to get transported to the hospital. They'll also bring food and clothing. So, you know, we're really working to kind of meet the needs of the community there. And that's just a brief list that I could think of right there.
Yeah, just the sort of headlines. And I think the common thread here so far is that it's really about the patients and that patient experience. And it's a great time to bring Amy in. Amy, I just want to have you share a bit about your experience receiving care at Community Memorial.
Thank you. And thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Really looking at my experience, I would reflecting on this, I want to share that it was incredibly personal. Looking at it from beginning to end, this is not my first procedure at Community Memorial Hospital, but this particular one that was just a few weeks ago was something that I did see a difference. Although I was born and raised here in Ventura, and believe it or not, born at Community Memorial Hospital 49 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I feel that the same, I don't of course know at that point, but this last time I was there a few weeks ago, I was surrounded by people who truly felt like my extended local network. I personally know some of the doctors and nurses and even some of the front desk folks and some of the folks that run your marketing department with Jamie Mates and wonderful leaders that I know of and are friends with. But I will say the culture, it resonates with my care. You saw it from my check-in to my outpatient care. And even to the point of a personal card that was sent to me I think about a week after I left the hospital. And really, I want to just reflect not just on the 2 weeks ago, but this hospital has been so meaningful, not only in my own moments in my life, but I've seen friends have their children here celebrate milestones. And I, one thing I'd like to note as well is my now best friend from middle school, she is now Dr. Melissa Lucy. Her mother, a longtime ICU nurse, Rosemary Lucy, she's honored in their original building. And that just, it means a lot that CMH is willing to establish and recognize a history and connection for our practitioners and people who have served us.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. And I just love these stories, and especially about Community Memorial, these real community hospitals, you know, that folks are born there, right? And they continue to go there and they have family and friends who work there. It's just so cool. And it's great today to learn like what nonprofit means and why the model works. So I'm curious, Bill, like, you know, we think about why people choose a nonprofit community-based health system over, you know, the other local options, which we don't need to name, but what inspired you personally to support Community Memorial Healthcare, both as a donor and as a volunteer?
Well, Scott, I truly believe that a strong health system is vital to a strong local economy. You know, in addition to the fact we all want to receive good healthcare locally. We don't want to have to drive halfway across the state to get a procedure done. But the ancillary benefits are things like our system provides some great jobs. We probably employ close to 3,000 people. And in addition to that, it attracts the best of medical talents from all over the country. These folks come into our community, they buy houses in our neighborhoods, they educate their kids in our schools, they shop in our stores, and all those benefits spill over to the arts, to education, and lead to a vibrant economy. A strong local health system is critical to all that.
Yeah.
So I'm delighted to support it, both as a donor and a volunteer.
Yeah, you're so right. You know, we don't want to have to drive halfway across states for care or to receive the kind of care or have access to the technology that maybe a research hospital or someplace like that. So it's unique. The Community Memorial has all of that right there in the community, just down the street. And I get a sense from you anyway, it sounds like you have a lot of confidence in terms of giving to the organization. Maybe you can just sort of take us through that. Like, where does that confidence come from?
Well, as a donor, I'm really comforted by the fact that Community Memorial is mission-driven rather than profit-driven.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that my donations will go directly toward patient care and community services, primarily because Community Memorial is overseen by an independent board of my peers, of all of our peers. And these folks ensure the fact that the dollars are spent for the greatest benefit.
Right. Yeah, I want to bring Dr. Canby back. Doctor, let's talk about from your perspective as a physician, you know, why is working in a nonprofit community-based system so important to you personally?
I think Amy said it best there. You know, it's very personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, from my perspective, not only as a physician, but also as a patient, my wife works at community. My two children have been born at community. This is my hospital. So it's very personal. And it is very important to me that I get the best care for myself and for my family and my friends, my community. It is a very personal feeling. You know, we like to share stories of how long people have worked. I've been at community for 22 years. We have had employees there that have worked, you know, close to 50 years at the hospital.
Sure.
It becomes your family. And with that personal connection, it really is, you know, great to provide that care to your friends, your neighbors, people that you don't know, but are members of your community. So to me, that personally, that personal connection with the community and the patients that you see is really important. And if you'll allow me to maybe go a little off script here, working at a not-for-profit hospital, you know, I have friends that have not worked at such great facilities. And we had a local gathering at USC where I did my residency and I met many of my, you know, colleagues and people I trained with. And we had conversations about where we're working and what it's like. And as I explained, working at community with a couple other the ER docs that I work with are graduated the same program, they were just amazed at how we would talk about the support from administration and the support within the hospital, the collegiality of the medical staff. And that all goes back to, you know, that investment that we've all put in the community there. So that's how it affects me personally. And that's why I've been, you know, so fortunate to practice here for so long. And so, again, it's just been a wonderful experience. And I'm fortunate to have called this my workplace home for 20 plus years.
Yeah, such a nice way to put that, workplace home. Amy, want to get your perspective. We've got Bill's perspective, the physicians. But as a patient, like, what stood out to you about the care you received?
I want to share that what stood out most, I come from the education world, okay, and actually a part of our community as well, which we know is such an important pillar, our public schools. But what really stood out was diligence. Diligence in making sure that everything was accurate. It was reinstated of why I was there, what the diagnosis was, walked me through the steps of the care I'd be receiving. And when you're in a vulnerable position as a patient, and this isn't your everyday world, I really could say this type of diligence helped me be at ease and essentially at peace that I can put literally my care into the hands of these doctors and this organization and everything else that makes that Community Memorial Hospital to, yeah, I was basically going to be taken care of. I've lived in different places. I've lived in Honolulu and Austin and LA and different parts of Flagstaff. And so I've been in different hospitals. This is not the same feel. And so I really appreciated that type of professionalism, but done with such a, because I mentioned Hawaii, but done with such a kindness and such aloha. You really, really felt that warm and approachable emphasis.
Yeah, and it seems like the theme we keep coming back to is the local impact and a direct positive effect on the patient experience. So, Bill, what does it mean to you that your philanthropic support stays local and directly benefits the patients in the community?
Well, for me, it's critical. The money that I've allocated that goes to Community Memorial is intended to stay local. My donations to the health system are intended to benefit those in need in my community.
Right.
And I'm comforted by the fact that the donations will remain local. And what keeps me coming back is appreciation from patients like Amy, or listening to the talent from Dr. Canby and both of them who have been in other communities and listened to other people. As a donor, I just really appreciate all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it brings, I'm sure, a big smile to your face, a big smile to my face being the host of this. And Dr. Canby, from you, you know, like, how does being community-based and governed locally help you to respond to the specific needs of patients and improve your ability to provide the best care possible?
Yeah, and I think ultimately that's the goal there. We, you know, to provide the best patient care that we can. And so, you know, being locally owned and having decisions made by people that live in the community, it's not a one size fits all for a large organization. You know, we can tailor those needs. So it allows me to practice medicine that really is patient centered and outcome driven. We really want to provide the best care. I'm not answering to bottom line financial metrics. We're held to a standard of, you know, providing the best care possible. And really that allows us to do it without the limitations of financial restrictions there. So it really does allow me the freedom to practice medicine the way that I really want to. And, you know, caring for the patients, their health has been entrusted with me. So it's just an amazing way to be able to practice these days.
Right. You have to be responsible, but the patients always come first, of course. And speaking of that, Amy, bring you back in. What do you want others in the community to know about the care that you received or the care that's available at Community Memorial?
Thank you. You know, there's a couple items that I wanted to share that I didn't mention earlier.
Sure.
But it's not just because we're local and it's our friends and this is who we know. I honestly can say that because I've been in different communities and different hospitals and situations and different doctors, it is exceptional. There's high quality care right here, less than a mile away from my home that I can receive. And I will tell you a little story. I literally, for this last procedure, I had a doctor who I loved, and we were going through this, we probably saw her for about 6 months until we decided the procedure that was needed. And I found out at that time that she only practices with a different hospital in a different town. Honestly, I tried to see if she can get accepted to CMH and whatever else was there. I changed doctors because she did not practice at CMH. And I honestly will be putting on my very first piece of any practitioner or doctor that I see, I will be asking, where do you practice in case or if there is some sort of procedure or hospital needs?
Right.
And that's, so that was an epiphany to me. So that is how much that I feel that it makes a difference to have exceptional high quality care right down the street. And that I'm so blessed to be able to have this as an option.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think Dr. Canby and I would like to turn Amy into a billboard.
She's pretty good, isn't she? Yeah.
She is.
Oh my God, that lady is off the charts.
Well, and you see, when the patients come first, right, and they get the best care possible and great outcomes, they're out there. They are like these walking billboards for CMH, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's so cool. And it's been so great to have you all here. I just want to give you a chance here at the end, final thought, takeaway, if you will. But if there's one thing, Bill, you want people to know or understand about Community Memorial being a nonprofit, what would that be?
Well, I think we all heard it today, Scott. And, you know, obviously Community Memorial is definitely a valuable community asset.
Yeah.
But the fact that it is nonprofit and can focus on the community and all the needs of the community just improves the culture and gets us all focused on a healthy community.
Yeah.
I am very, very proud to be associated with Community Memorial Healthcare System.
Yeah, and I can hear it in your voice, and you as well, Dr. Canby, give you a chance here. When we think about framing through that lens of the nonprofit, what do you want them most to know or to take away from this podcast or their experience, hopefully, at Community Memorial?
So I think the thing that I'd like to have everyone walk away from is understanding that, you know, Community Memorial Hospital, you know, it's in our name. It's community owned. It's owned by you. And yeah. It's a hospital owned by the community and you. And we're here for you. And we need to meet that need and the ability to, you know, put patient care first. And that's really what I want everyone to know, that it is, you know, patient focused, patient centered care, always putting patient first. And that we are here for you 24/7 for any of your needs.
Yeah. Well, Amy, patients, as we've established here today, they come first at Community Memorial, but you're going to go last. And to Bill's point about what a great mouthpiece you are, but your patient experiences and all the many years you've been going to Community Memorial, just your final takeaway, again, you know, being a nonprofit and what that has meant to you, your family, your friends, and your care.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm going to just do a quick little shout out. One thing that I was really impressed with my chart. And so the fact that you even have some of this technology, I was able to see, being a very busy working mom, having it all in one place. You know, I come from the world of education. Right now, our superintendents, our principals, our teachers, it is a hard job. But I want to say also with our hospitals, our first responders, and as a patient, I honestly want to say thank you. In Hawaii, we say mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much. But thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're serving. Thank you for walking alongside our families, myself as a patient, and what you're doing for our community. So this too actually brings me additional confidence by hearing from Trustee Kearney and also board member Kearney and also from Dr. Canby. So thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for sharing that. It's, again, as I said, it's our privilege.
You really couldn't have said it any better, Amy. It's been a pleasure having you all here and just having this great conversation. We hope listeners benefited from it as well. Thank you all for your time and your enthusiasm and everything that you brought today. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
What we heard today is that being a nonprofit health system isn't just about a formal designation. It's about purpose. It means care is guided by what our community needs and resources are reinvested locally. And it means patients, providers, and supporters are all a part of something bigger. Thank you to our guests for sharing their perspectives and to our community for being at the heart of everything that we do. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for additional topics of interest. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks for listening. This is Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.